Tapping for Miracles with Margaret Lynch. Class 7, the 7th Chakra.
Okay, welcome everyone. This is Margaret Lynch, and this is the last class, the 7th class for the Tapping for Miracles program. And today we arrive at the 7th chakra. So I'm going to start by talking a little bit about the 7th chakra, then we'll do some tapping today. And then at the end of the class, in the last 10 minutes or so, I will switch over to Joan, who will be doing the healing blessing for the 7th chakra. And as you notice, each week it gets a little bit longer because we're really moving up through all the chakras. And so it just makes the blessing, I think, that she does and that the energy healing at the end even more full and rich as we have more chakras that we've cleared through. So to start the class, the 7th chakra is at the crown of our head, the top of our head. For the tapping world, it's where all the acupuncture points come together. So it's considered a powerful point for acupuncture, acupressure, and it is also the crown chakra. It represents our connection to the divine, to infinite possibility, to infinite resources. So Reese says that when it is open, the 7th chakra, it brings conscious awareness of the infinite system of abundance that we are all embedded in. We can use our imagination and the mystery of infinite abundance to bring meaning so that we can understand the meaning of what infinite means, which is hard to completely grasp as humans. So it allows us to bring meaning to infinite possibility, to the divine, to this huge expanse of resources that are literally the fabric that we are embedded in. And so this understanding in our imagination and inspiration is the gift of the 7th chakra. So when we have a closed 7th chakra, there's going to be belief in limitation, pessimism, seeing and speaking and living the truth of limitation. So he says that in the 7th chakra, imagination, consciousness, and genius live hand in hand in the brilliance of that aspect of our minds, which opens us to infinite possibility of resources and infinite possibility in our thoughts. He says, imagine your brilliance as the sunlight dancing on the ocean's endless horizon, and you will see your 7th chakra. So it's the way our brilliance interacts with the infinite, as he says, like an infinite endless horizon. So very cool. So in our 7th chakra, we have these both aspects, which sound different, and they have, I think, different aspects in the way we process them emotionally and in our thoughts, but we have the connection to the divine and the connection to infinite possibility. Now, some people separate those two, and so we could be a very non-religious or non-spiritual person, but really believe in law of attraction that the universe has this infinite possibility. And in reality, they sort of become each other because there is a divinity to that infinite possibility, whether or not you think of that as the God of your understanding or in a spiritual way. And so the 7th chakra, when we talk about miracles, which always involves a co-creation with the divine, a connection with the divine, is certainly where we want to look at and see how our relationship is with the divine and our belief in infinite possibility. So in this class where we talked about having a vibrational match to miracles, and I gave 3 key points, again today we're working with that belief that infinite resources are there for us, that the divine has infinite resources for us, as well as that faith that we are personally seen and supported and part of a benevolent God or benevolent sense of the divine. So Deepak Chopra says at the 7th level, the 7th level of spirituality in his book, How to Know God, he says the God at the 7th level is holistic. It encompasses everything. And we fulfill life through unity with the divine, through wholeness, where everything becomes one. Again, I think of this idea that there is this infinite system of abundance, as Reese says, that we are embedded in. We are part of everything. So the negative vows at the seventh chakra are going to be around limitation, that my connection to God, to the divine, to spirit, and to infinite possibility is actually limited. And so it's like saying, okay, yes, the divine or the God of my understanding has an infinite amount of resources, but that support is actually limited in my life personally. So I only get a small piece of those resources. It can also sound like the divine or God is just not part of me. It's not part of my life. And so we start to hear back from the very first class about our programming, our first chakra beliefs about whether God is a punishing God, a loving God, a compassionate God, as we moved up through all the different chakras. So the other important thing about the seventh chakra is it's where the manifestation channel starts. And so because it's our connection to the divine and to infinite possibility, it's our connection to moments of unbelievable insight, of brilliant creative ideas, of flashes of brilliance and flashes of consciousness. And this is where the manifestation channel starts. Because when we do tapping, we are using the healing or the clearing channel, which comes up. It comes from our lower self, especially when you think of tapping, where we say, even though I have this pain and anger and struggle, I love and accept myself. It's a clearing up from the lower self, the first and second chakra and third chakra, up to the heart. I love and accept myself, and I'm open to a new way, and it clears up and out. The manifestation channel, the actual energetic manifestation channel, comes down the other way. It's when a tiny drop of infinite possibility, of divine, miraculous inspiration, insight, consciousness drops down from the infinite divine into our seventh chakra that the manifestation channel starts. And so I'm just going to walk through the manifestation channel so that you can understand it, because this is how it works energetically. If there's something in our life that we are wanting, some type of, you could think of a miracle that you want to happen, whether it's a miracle in your money or a miracle in your relationships or a miracle in your health. When we have this open channel of manifestation, the divine will supply to us from the infinite consciousness a drop, a single drop of this inspiration. And that comes down in through the open seventh chakra. Now, if we've got a belief that there is limitation and there's only one or two ways I can create this miracle, our seventh chakra is not open to receive that drop. It comes down from our seventh chakra into our sixth chakra, where we actually choose it, where we actually say, you know what? I can actually see how that would work. And our brilliant mind starts to play with that idea or that inspiration and say, I think I can actually see how this would work, how I would work this, how it would create me in my life and affect other people. And then it comes down to fifth chakra, where we really choose it with our fifth chakra, and we start the manifestation by speaking about it first inside of ourselves and then out into the world, which affects everyone, mobilizes resources, creates people to add ideas, all sorts of things become manifest when we use our fifth chakra. And then it continues down to the fourth chakra, because we've all heard the expression, he didn't have his heart in it. He had a great idea, but his heart wasn't in it. He created an amazing business, but his heart wasn't in it. So in the fourth chakra, it comes down and we really put our heart into it. We really feel how good and wonderful and loving we want to reach this idea out in relationship with other people and share it. I want to share this amazing idea I've had with the world. Now it comes down, as we're an open channel, into the third chakra, where in our power center, we recognize, oh my God, I am totally the type of person that can go out there and actually take action and do this and be this. And we be it. We become it. We embody it in all of our actions. Everything we do out in the world meets with that inspiration. And then we come down into our second chakra, which is now open to receiving, to asking and receiving for the delicious, the wonderful, the absolute pleasurable reward of taking that action. Wow, I really deserve and can't wait to enjoy the fruits of my benefits and the feeling of power that I get to have, of wonderful power that I get to have from this idea that I've taken all this action on with my brilliance. And then we come down to first chakra, where it becomes actually manifest. And so from all of the processing in the upper chakras, the speaking about it, the seeing it, the taking action on it, the really having our heart into it, to passionately desiring both it and the reward, it becomes manifest in the first chakra. And the first chakra opens up like a magnet and draws that matter in. So it all starts at the seventh chakra. Otherwise, what's coming into us to line up with the miracles we may want, or just the basic goals we may want to create, are only coming from our limited view, which is always going to be based on the past, on what we've seen so far. So recognizing that the seventh chakra is the gateway into the manifestation channel really, for me, underscores the importance of seeing what is my connection to the divine, to infinite possibility. What is my belief in the infinite resources that are available to me personally in my life purpose? Now, anyone who's listened to the profile class and recognized that they are a creative idealist or they have a lot of great ideas, this is where you can see someone that has a really open seventh chakra that gets amazing ideas all the time, but it doesn't come all the way down into their energy system where they never actually can choose one. They can never actually get their heart in one. They can never actually take real action on one of those ideas or inspirations. And that's where the manifestation channel can often get blocked, even when you have a very open seventh chakra. So in this class, what I want to do is to start out with an exercise where we kind of start with an assessment that we can check back in at the end of the class and see what your mind will paint a picture, because the unconscious mind just is so willing to paint us these amazing pictures and let us sort of measure how we're doing around allowing divinity. Because at the seventh chakra, when it comes to miracles, the theme of this class is really allowing miracles in the seventh chakra, allowing divinity to flow down into me, as Reese says, to allow divinity to work through me, my qualities, my chakras, my manifestations, allowing divinity to come down and through me. And it's really just about the openness to allowing, which for me reminds me of often of the Abraham Hicks work, which is often about allowing, allowing the law of attraction, the universe, the divine to co-create, to deliver to us everything we need to make our dreams, our desires, our goals come true. So here's the exercise. I want you to take a nice deep breath and close your eyes and just allow your unconscious mind, your imagination, visualizing, to paint a picture of you there as you are today as an adult. So you're just looking at a mirror image of you. And I want you to tune into something in your life that you really want, something that you would say, I would love a miracle in my what? Whether it's in my career, and that means it's also connected to money, or whether it's just in my money, or whether it's in my health, my family, my relationships. And so I want you to see yourself there, and you're tuning into this thing that you may want to unfold in your life. And so I just want you to see what it would be like if you just allow or ask your unconscious mind, your subconscious, which always engages the second we close our eyes and imagine, to show you surrounded by infinite possibility as if it was just flecks of light, of unmanifest intention, that you are there and that you're actually seeing the matrix for the first time. You're seeing that you're standing in this fabric of infinite possibility, of unmanifest flecks of light. And just see if you can visualize that, and it's going to be different for everyone. And now I want you to let your mind show you how much do you have access to? What is wired into you, your belief systems, your unconscious mind, your emotions, your experiences? What does that add up to that you allow yourself or believe that you have access to in that infinite divine field as far as resources that could line up and create this miracle in your life? And just see if that's a small swath. If is it 30%? Is it 40%? Is it about half? And just trust that your mind is going to show you what's important for you. And see if you can really get a feeling about what that is. How much do you have access to? It's a really interesting little process to look at, because we're not going through logic. We're not going through our analytical mind. It just gets painted for us. So I want you to note that down, because we're going to revisit that at the end. But since we're talking about the divine and our connection to the divine and how supported, what kind of access we truly have to that fabric of unmanifest divine infinite possibility, I want to start back in time, back towards the first chakra at a young child. So keeping your eyes closed, I want you to imagine now that you grow younger and younger and younger, just like the pages of the calendar are flipping backward year after year. Your hands and feet are growing smaller and smaller in the picture, and you're now seeing yourself as a very young child. For some people, they'll see 2. For some people, they'll see 3 or 4. For some people, they may see a child that is as young as a newborn. And so I just want you to see that child. Just imagine you could even see the detail there, see what the child, that younger version of you, is wearing. And I want you to notice, does the child feel safe? Does the child feel lovable? Does the younger version of you, that little child, know that he or she is lovable? Do they feel their connection with the divine? And now I want you, as the adult looking, to see, is that child surrounded by divine light? Or is there nothing that you can see there? So I want to hear some feedback on how your child looks. And this can be very, very emotional for some people. If anyone studied the matrix re-imprinting type of tapping, it'll be similar to that. I call it the inner child tapping. But you can *7 and unmute if you want to give me some feedback on how that child looks. Do they look safe? Do they know that they're lovable?
Margaret?
Yes.
I didn't feel unlovable. I actually felt that God abandoned me here on Earth.
Okay. And so how old is the child that you're seeing?
She's about 16 or 18 months.
Okay. And is your profile emotional intelligence specialist?
No, actually. I'm the charismatic leader is my primary and idealist is my secondary.
Okay, so through your charismatic leader, which always has a big built-in emotional intelligence specialist, there's going to be that deep, deep emotional connection that will often, when there's pain there, it'll often feel like abandonment.
Okay.
So that's kind of a recurring issue in the emotional intelligence specialist. But that's pretty intense, right? And so what's the feeling of God abandoned me on this earth?
The feeling is like profound sadness that it's like hopeless almost.
Okay. So when we come in really wired to be incredibly connected to the divine, so very seventh chakra, and feeling it not just at a high sort of theoretical place, like sometimes a thinker will feel that connection, but in a very cerebral place, but to feel it at a very deep, palpable feeling in our emotions. When we come in wired as you are to feel that level of connection, believing, having a belief there that says I'm not connected is going to be incredibly painful. And that's what you're feeling. The sadness is the pain of the gap of being wired to feel your connection with the divine very deeply. And what it's like to believe that that connection's not there is going to be very, very painful. So as much sadness is there for you, the message in that for you is this is how painful it is for you to be separate, to carry this limiting belief that says, I was abandoned, I'm alone. Okay. And it's unique. You know, I'm sure there's going to be people listening who will totally relate to what you're saying, but it's a small percentage of people. Okay, so it's a very big calling for you in your connection with the divine.
Okay.
And to heal this. Okay, so thank you for speaking that for all the people who relate.
Thank you.
Anybody else? I'm curious if anyone's seeing, you know, their child doesn't look safe.
Hi, Margaret.
Hello.
Yeah, I was really surprised because whenever I do this, I always go to the not safe, abandoned, you know, I can absolutely relate to the previous caller, but I didn't go there. I went to about the same age, and it was probably before the proverbial, you know what, hit the fan, but I was talking to God, God was talking to me, God was all around me, I was a happy, happy, happy child, totally connected, and I have never experienced that.
Nice. So sometimes when we've cleared some stuff, we suddenly have access to remembering our true self. Because at this age, whatever age you're looking at there, that quality is your connection to the divine.
It was about 16 to 18 months.
Yeah.
And I did cry. And I think that in this is the, oh, but she's so naive, because pretty soon the boom is going to fall and it's not going to get good. And she's going to go to that place of feeling abandoned.
Yeah, so that's the protective mind coming in and saying, whoa, 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 that's naive. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of pain's got to come. I can't feel mm-hmm. this connection anymore, right? So
mm-hmm.
at least you're seeing it, right? And you're feeling the resistance of it come up, which is your mind saying that this isn't safe to, it's not safe for me to go there because it brings disappointment.
Right.
But it's great that you can have access and see it. So when we do the tapping, then I want you to kind of move the child older to when the shit hit the fan. Okay.
Right.
we'll do some tapping around sort of the negatives there.
Okay.
Great. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Margaret?
Yes.
I saw myself as a very, like, you know, a few days old and feeling unsafe, and I did see light and beings of light surrounding me, but I didn't feel protected by them or soothed or in any way.
Okay, so it's there, and this is again a way of seeing that the divine is there, and there's resources there, but they're limited to actually get to me, to support me personally. Okay.
Yeah, like they're not doing anything. They're just watching.
Yeah, right. And again, it's that, you know, in the infinite support that the divine has, the divine is limiting it in my life. Okay, good. So we're going to do some tapping for a lot of these different words that people might be feeling around this inner child, and see if we can lighten up. So, of course, as tapping is a clearing technique, we're going to do tapping on some negative words, and we're going to be tapping specifically for the child. We'll switch back and forth, tapping for the child and also for us seeing the child. Okay? So when we do this kind of tapping, we just go right through the tapping points. There I am, so young and vulnerable. Not feeling safe, not feeling totally loved, not feeling the divine. There wasn't enough light. I can see it around me, but it was limited. The divine wasn't protecting me. God wasn't keeping me safe. I started out feeling that connection, and then I lost it somehow. It was pulled away. The divine abandoned me in a very personal way. I see it all in this little child. The child is feeling scared, unlovable, confused, abandoned. Why have I been abandoned? This isn't how it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to be surrounded in love, in safety, in feeling the divine, but it's pulled away, limited, outside of me, not supporting me. All this sadness. I was so young, but somehow in my core, some piece of my consciousness was learning sadness, loss, abandonment, limitation. All the way back then. The divine was supposed to be all around me. God was supposed to take care of me. Resources were supposed to be infinitely abundant. But they weren't. It's not how it was supposed to happen. It's not how I wanted it. Clearly, things are limited. Resources are limited. Or God chooses to limit the resources in my life. Limit the connection. Limit the love. Limit the miracles. I was so little, but I was already feeling limitation. Even before I had the words, I felt it. There's not enough divine light around me. There's not enough love around me. There's not enough resources. It does not appear I am being personally seen and loved. It does not appear that I'm being supported. And that little child felt it. Unsafe, unlovable, disconnected from the divine. And take a nice deep breath. And so we're sort of blending some of the first chakra again with the seventh chakra, because this is where the foundation started. So I want you to look at the picture again and just see how it's shifted. Now, we've just done one round of very negative statements. Some of them will be more negative than really felt right for you. For others, you may need to go deeper into the sadness and the unsafety, depending on how traumatic your childhood was. But what we're looking for is a lightening of this picture, where the child feels calmer, more lovable. The child will shift very, very quickly just by us voicing and clearing up and out the negatives that were stuck in this picture. And the picture, remember, is painted by your subconscious mind, and it's showing you all the things it's been carrying as incredibly important. So as we tap these away, the picture will change, and that shows that something deep in you, your inner child, has shifted. So I'm going to take feedback in another second, but I want everyone to be there now with that child. And again, if it's still very intense, you can, with the recording, do some more tapping, okay, to bring that down more. But I want you to be there like an adult stepping into that room with that child and saying to the child, "You are safe. I am here now. You are absolutely lovable. You are an absolute piece of the divine. I see you, and it's the truth." And I want you to note if the child is believing you or not. And you can share with the child that you are telling the child the truth, that they're this little innocent child. Of course they are lovable. Of course they're a piece of the divine. Just see if this child is believing you and receiving these words. And now what I want you to do, as you've now seen and heard and understood this child so much more fully and with so much more compassion and often so much more emotion, I want you to tell the child again that they are so lovable and that you love them. And I want you to imagine what it would be like if a pure stream of love could just flow out of your open fourth chakra, love and understanding and compassion, and could just flow right into the heart of that child so that they could feel that unconditional love that we as adults so easily pour into little babies, little children. And just see if the child will receive that love from you. Sometimes people do find the child won't receive, and that's okay. You can do this process again, and it will get better each time. Sometimes the child has something specific, that a trauma that the child wants you to clear first, or a belief that's very strong that the child needs to clear first, and that's okay. So I want you to just see how the child looks now after receiving that light from you, and notice how they glow and they sparkle. I hear glow and sparkle all the time. And so now I want you to just see if there is divine light around that child that is wanting to come to the child. And it can be light from relatives who've passed on. It can be light from angels. It can be light from ascended masters or guides. It can be light from the divine or the God of your understanding. And just see if there is light surrounding that child. And if there is, let that light come into the child. And notice what happens there. And some people now notice that the child's light is bigger than their own. And if that's the case, the child is often very generous and willing to share that light back with you. Because remember, this is your inner child. So all the love that you've poured into that child is going into the core of you. And all the divine light that you've allowed to come to this child is pouring into the core of you. Because that's where this child has lived. And so a very young baby is often at first chakra development, which is all about safety and survival. So if you've got a toddler, I just want you to let them shrink back to a baby. And if you've already got a baby, you're right there. And just notice that at first chakra, before the age of like 0 to 6 months, is often the first chakra development where it's all about survival and the baby feeling the need to survive. And then let the baby grow up a little bit older, maybe to a year, year and a half, where their second chakra is developing all the needs and nurturing, the breastfeeding age, the true needs to be loved and nurtured. And then up to about 2, which is the third chakra development, the me, my development, recognizing that they're separate from their parent. And now let that child grow up to about 6 or 7 years old, where the fourth chakra opens and the child recognizes that love and compassion is in relationships and sometimes is a give and take. And then let the child version of you grow up to 11 or 12 or 13, where the fifth chakra starts to open. And the child really learns how to express with the fifth chakra, that they can speak like an adult. They can speak to adults. They can loudly demand what they want and sometimes be told, you better watch your mouth. And now let the child grow up to teenager, maybe 14 to 16, where the sixth chakra opens up in the child, where they see how they fit in the world and in society. They start to think about and see what they might be someday. And then all the way up to the young adult version of you when the seventh chakra opens, which is often is not until you leave your parents' house, where you suddenly have this opening. There's a whole world out there besides my family and the way they did things. And just let that divine light continue to be there and be very strong there at that young adult version of you, which was the first time your seventh chakra really opened. And let that divine light now be like a funnel coming into the top of your head. And now the chakras go in 20-year cycles. So as you were about 20 years old, 18, 19, 20, you would have come back into a first chakra mode where you probably moved and set up an apartment or a house or lived somewhere. You actually started rebuilding the structure of your life, and then into a second chakra mode where you got a job and started working and striving and seeing what it was like to have desire for something and power to get it. And then it moves on. That when we have children, that's often when our fourth chakra opens up in the adults. As an adult, where our heart really opens because of the love that we experience for our children. And on and on and on. And recognize that everyone on this class, I would make a guess, is in a seventh chakra mode again. Somewhere between the 40s to the 60s of age, we come back to a seventh chakra mode, where you suddenly question your whole life again and your paradigm That's why people sign up for self-development. It's why you signed up for this class. So I want you to see yourself again, back as an adult, and recognize you are in a seventh chakra mode right now in your life. You're calling to be in this class. You're calling for consciousness. You're calling to create something amazing in your life, to go beyond your paradigm, is a seventh chakra opening. And from this seventh chakra opening, you're coming into the phase of your life where you're going to come back into a first chakra mode and start to rebuild your life based on this new level of consciousness and understanding and healing. Very, very cool. So I want you to see yourself there as that adult and see, again, the first picture we looked at, which is you embedded in that infinite possibility of the divine. And see your seventh chakra like a big funnel, sparkly, beautiful, swirling funnel. Because you truly are in an open seventh chakra mode right now. I'm telling you, you are. You wouldn't be in this class. And I want you to see now, how much do you have access to? How much of that infinite possibility do you have access to? And notice how it's swirling through your consciousness, the connection between this inner child and the conditions that you were born into and the limitations that you believed in, but how they were never true. They were painful, emotional, traumatic back then, but they actually weren't true. There never was limitation. When the seventh chakra is open, you look at the story of you as a child and you recognize there is divinity in every single thing that happened to me. I chose every bit of it before I came in, and every bit of it triggered my life purpose, even the most painful parts. And so how much do you have access to? What is your new belief about the nature of the infinite divine that you were embedded in? The unmanifest miracles swirling around you, and how connected you are through the divine to that. Okay, so, long process there. So I want to take a little feedback, and then we're going to do a little bit of tapping, specifically just voicing the seven chakra vows and the positives so that we can kind of clear the rest of this the way out in a way that is very conscious. So if anyone want to star 7 and unmute, you can give me some feedback on that process, on any part of it, really. I just made it up for this class, so I've never heard feedback on it before.
Margaret?
Yes.
The beginning of the process when I held my baby self. It's when I started to feel connection, like by my baby self knowing that I am with her. She and I started feeling more at peace.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and this is why I have us go back and do the child work, because it's transformational work, because we take such a leap. We don't fix everything in our life, but we take such a major leap when we heal that child.
And before that, before that, I felt kind of, I heard, you know, even the beings of light saying, you're on your own, kid. But then, when this process happened, then it's like that did not ring true anymore.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Wonderful. So how much do you have access to? How much infinite possibility of the divine do you have access to?
I could see my funnel now, and like all this light expanding and coming is, well, I have access to everything.
You know, and if we really were able to receive even one drop a month or every 6 months, it would be enough. Because when we take one drop of that inspiration of divine, of consciousness, of idea, that one drop can change our entire life for 50 years, right? So it's an amazing channel for asking for inspiration. So sometimes I say, I need an inspiration. Sometimes I say, I need a resource to appear out of nowhere, and I'm just going to allow it to come through my energy field, through my seventh chakra.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so it's an unbelievable channel. And when you're one of the people who's wired, I don't operate through my seventh chakra all the time, but there's people who are wired very seventh chakra, and it's a really big part of their healing and their channel. And so if it's incredibly important to you, like we heard with someone say it triggered so much sadness, then this is really a wonderful place for you to heal and to work. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
Margaret, I have. I wanted to share. whenever I was sending love to my child, and you had said that sometimes the child wouldn't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was hard also for me to give too, as an adult, to give back to the child.
Yeah, so it's really great because you're just seeing your resistance there. And so it's either from your, maybe you've got some knowledgeable achiever rule keeper, there might be some judgment there, but it's more likely if you've got that charismatic leader enforcer quality, mm-hmm. that you have a very strong ability to use your will to say, no, not going there, not going to be vulnerable, not going to do this. And so you're just kind of feeling in that little moment, right? It's like this is a metaphor for how we do everything in life. So in that moment, that inability to open up too wide and pour love out is going to be the exact metaphor of the way that you resist giving your heart and yourself in life.
I've been experiencing that a lot lately.
Yeah, and it's okay, but this is just, you know, a good aha moment for you. The other part about using a child is when it's a little baby like that, it really lets us see, wow, it's hard for me. Like, that's a shocker to send love into this innocent little baby. I feel the resistance there, right? So you just kind of want to go in there in a very, you know, I say it's kind of a brutal way because I say to people, okay, what's the judgment? And I get, you know, I've heard 1,000 times from people, I'm looking at that little baby and I'm saying she should have known better, or she wasn't strong enough, or no, I'm not forgiving God for doing this to me. And so you want to just kind of see what's in there, and so that you can focus and tap on it really specifically.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. That's great.
Margaret?
Yes.
When you were going through the ages,
mm-hmm.
as soon as you said the ages and the chakra related, it occurred to me that I need to go back through each one of those, because almost every single one, a little negative thing popped up that mm-hmm. came up at that age. But then at the very end, when you were just saying, you know, go back in, and I feel like it's infinite. The everything is infinite. But what I saw was, going back to the first one, that I could nurture that first child with what she, the youngest child, with what she didn't get. And going back in through each one of those ages and tapping away the whatever the negative was, but also giving that child what the positives are, I guess, is the way I'm seeing it. And I still see this child as that the glitter sparkly thing is just touching your skin but not going inside through all those ages.
Yeah, it's amazing that our mind will paint us such a specific picture to give you information. another, you know, a great way to do it, which I have done many times, one way is to kind of go through and picture ourselves at all different ages, just like we do the inner child work, and then picture that younger version of you and just go, oh my God, I love you. You are beautiful. You are perfect. And the trickier way to do it, which I came upon once and started working with, was I think I was out walking and I had this inspiration to go to the worst, not the worst traumas that happened to you, but you, the younger version of you, when you were at your absolute worst, doing the worst possible things, the stupidest things, the weakest things that you did, the most embarrassing things that you did, and go to those moments and go, even now, I totally love you and everything, every stupid, dumb thing that you are choosing right now is part of the divine.
I love that. That is just great.
Thank you.
I get it.
And that's not something we would ever think of from our rule keeper side that says, well, I mean, I'll love me when I was doing well. It's really the, even when you were in the midst of choosing this ridiculously stupid relationship or kowtowing to somebody or being weak or being stupid, I totally love you. And this is the unfolding of your, you know, seventh chakra opens, we see the divinity in everything. And so this right now, what you're doing is the unfolding of your growth, of your strength, of your life purpose, because this moment changed you. And so you can go back through that process and do that at each, because that's really when we talk about, even though I blank, I love and accept myself. That's what we're really talking about. This is eating nails level of I love and accept myself. You got it. Carolyn May says, you got to get up in the morning and eat nails for breakfast if you want to do this kind of self-development.
Thank you. That has been a hard part for me, but I think if I start from very early age, it will help tremendously.
Yeah, it opens up a little more compassion.
Yes, I can see that for that little child.
Yeah. Right. Anybody else?
Margaret.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you that when I did that process, I went from being the 18 months back to the birth before you actually said that. And what I realized is that I was the one who abandoned God, not the other way around. Mm-hmm. Is that I was really mad. I died at my birth. I was quartered around the neck. And when I came back to life, a nurse sort of, you know, anyway, I felt that I really wanted to go home and that God had wanted me to stay. And there was a divine being standing there. And I, as an infant, turned my back and said, no, I'm really mad at you. And so anyway, it was quite a shift for me. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And, you know, when you speak your story, there's, you know, there's over 100 people in this class. And so it really does trigger the truth for someone else. And so I want you to, you know, when you have less emotion about it, because it's going to release, as it is, a lot of emotion, I want you to see the gift in that. That was you. You literally just came through and you were already stamping your foot and saying, I have a really strong will. And so, you know, it's an aha moment for you, and it's a lot of emotion, and it's also, I want you to see the gift in the will that you have, the strength of your will to say no, even to the divine. No, I want it my way, and I am going to do it my way, right? And so as we honor that and are able to step back into our life purpose without resistance, right? It takes strength and courage to live without resistance, without battle. That within that lack of resistance, you keep that gift. That's an amazing will that when you're lined up on your life purpose becomes, you know, an unbelievable strength, right? Nobody can knock you down. Like, well, I battled the divine. And that is the nature of free choice. You know, you just spoke. That is the nature of the first gift for humans, which is choice. We can choose to say, I don't want your gifts. And we do it all the time. Thus, the class in miracles, in allowing miracles. Okay, so God gave you that gift of saying, I don't want your gift, God, and it being your choice. And so now, as you're in a seventh chakra opening about this whole thing, You get to wake up in the next day, in weeks and months, and go, I'm coming into a first chakra mode in my life. How am I going to rebuild my beliefs and my life and my spirituality and my wealth from the ground up, from first chakra up? Because now I'm choosing the structures. Right? And that willpower is going to come in handy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? A comment before we do a little tapping just to voice all this like crazy with our fifth chakra. Okay, so I'm going to mute here. Okay, so karate chop point. Even though in my seventh chakra, I carry all the wounds and limitations of my lower six chakras, I've seen now that some of these limitations started when I was just a baby. I totally honor and bring healing into my seventh chakra. Even though in my seventh chakra, I have lived through my belief that my connection to the divine, to infinite possibility, is limited. I love and forgive myself for that. Of course I believed that. It's been in my programming, and it has carried through all my chakras. I'm open to healing and releasing this vow and recognizing the divinity in everything. I now open my seventh chakra and allow the divine to work through me, through my qualities, through my chakras, through my life purpose, through everything I manifest. I open my seventh chakra to allow divinity, to allow the miracles of the unmanifest. And tapping through the points, I saw the truth in my child today, that younger version of me had so much pain, so many young beliefs, believing that she was unlovable, feeling abandoned and disconnected, feeling unsafe in this world. I saw that. I honor that. But I have healed that little one today. My inner child now knows the bigger picture. She was always lovable. She was always surrounded by the light of the divine. She was always embedded in the fabric that connects everything and everyone in unity and in wholeness. I've healed that little one today, transformed that little one with all of this love and knowledge and understanding, with this beautiful drop of consciousness from the divine. And that transforms me from the inside out. The transformation of that child transforms me. There's no place where she ends and I begin. We are one. I can never go back to the old way because I have seen the truth. I honor all the old vows I took because of this and how they worked up through my chakras, all the way to my seventh chakra, vowing to limit access to the divine, vowing to believe in limitation. I'm healing that, forgiving it, and letting it go. I now open my seventh chakra and allow divine miracles, drops of inspiration and infinite possibility to come through my seventh chakra and manifest all the way through me. There has never been a limitation. There has never been anything that happened to me that wasn't chosen as part of my divine plan. I'm open to now seeing the divinity in everything. I allow the divine to work miracles through me, to work through my qualities, my chakras, my manifestations. I allow the divine. I allow divinity. I allow miracles to flow into my life. I honor my beautiful seventh chakra in all the ways. It reminds me with optimism that infinite possibility is available to me in every moment, in everything. I am embedded in a fabric of miracles, unmanifest miracles, all waiting for me. And all I have to do is allow, ask, choose, receive, and touch. I love having a seventh chakra. Okay, take a nice deep breath. Okay, and so that round, again, as I often say, sometimes when we tap like that, it's voicing consciousness. It's voicing with our fifth chakra, which really seals it into our mind-body connection cognitively, as well as emotionally, the changes and the choices that we're making. So it's very powerful, the fact that tapping requires people to repeat along instead of just hearing me speak. When we tap, the repeating allows you to also declare it with your fifth chakra. So wonderful. So I'm going to take a little bit more feedback if anyone wants to comment on that or anything else, and then we're going to move on to Joan doing the blessing. Whew, that was a good one. I am dying to go back and listen to this class and do the process on myself, since this is a new process I created. Put myself through it. I want to see how much I have access to.
Margaret?
Yes.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Kind of interesting now to look back at that picture of yourself and see, what does your mind paint for you now? What do you have access to?
Mm-hmm.
And I also like that when we're in this moment where we go, I have access to unbelievable infinite possibilities. Everything that you're feeling inspired about now is great to write that down and put that in your fifth chakra commitment to say, to be one of the things that you say with your fifth chakra, replacing some of the things you might have used to have said about limitation and lack and that there's only two ways this can go. And so anything you're feeling really inspired about in these pictures and your connection to source, to divine, to infinite possibility, write it down and make it one of those little things that you say. It's a great way of reminding ourselves. Wonderful. Anybody else have any feedback?
I just wanted to say one more thing. It was what came up for me was about being optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
You brought that up and about... that's what I feel inspired right now about being optimistic about my future and about my life. But the other thing that came up was that I have wanted all my life to be supported by an adult. And then I realized, oh my goodness, I am supported by an adult. I mean, I am an adult. So now I see how I can go back to my child and let her know that that I'm supporting her. So thank you.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful point that you just made, because while that child, that inner child in you, has that pain that has not been healed and solved by the adult version of you, in some way, it's always going to play out some victim in your life. There's always going to be a little bit of a victim energy that you can go to, because it's there. It's a young child, and the inner child in you can strongly and has plenty of evidence about why it can go to feeling like a victim in certain
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
so healing that child and coming in as the adult, it takes a big leap forward out of the ability to sort of move into that, you know, that victim energy. We all carry the victim archetype, so it's never going to go away forever. And it mm-hmm. has gifts for us, but it, certainly the victim can really get in our way when there's just stuff that hasn't been healed. So wonderful.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thanks. Okay, so we are going to move on. Let me unmute Joan here to the blessing. And it's usually about between 10 and 15 minutes to do the blessing with Joan. And you can join us and sort of, as Joan will ask you to follow along with the energy of the blessing if you want to receive the healing and the blessing for the seventh chakra, or you can just listen along. There's really no wrong way to do it. It all works. And the blessing and the healing is intended to everyone who is receiving this teleclass. So whether you're live on the class or in the future, the energy is intelligent. Divine energy and healing energy is intelligent, and it knows that this healing is coming to you personally. So Joan is spirit-guided energy healer, and she is one of my favorite people in the world. And so welcome, Joan, and you can take it away for the seventh chakra. And I'm going to mute so I can just receive.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you. Oh. Hello, everybody. I'm once again delighted to be present here to do this energy blessing with you all. So I invite you to sit or recline in a relaxed and comfortable position and feel your feet on the earth connecting to the earth. Just be aware of your body. And as thoughts come and go in your mind, just let them go and return back to this meditation. Breathe deeply and evenly, and allow yourself to become more and more relaxed. Remember, being restless or peaceful, it is all part of the process of letting go. Infinite Spirit God of love and light, we ask that you bring your golden healing light all around us, encircling us with a blanket of energy. As we share this energy blessing, to include all who will listen to this recording in future time, we call on all benevolent sources of help in our universe to be present. Master saints, guardian angels, to draw close. Now I invite you to allow this beautiful golden light of the divine to enter your body through the soles of your feet. And feel the warmth and comfort of this divine light flow upwards and join with the brilliant red light of your base chakra. See it spinning clockwise, opening, and know that you are a perfect child of God, divine. And you don't need anything to add to feel complete and comfortable within yourself. I invite you to ask for the divine to fill you with love, to infuse divine love into your being. The divine will respond. This is our birthright. And feel that loving infusion throughout your whole being. Let it fill you, warm you to your core. Open the door to hearing the voice of your inner spirit. Once you have found yourself, you will have found your home. You will have found your love. You will have found that the whole of existence is ready for you to dance, rejoice, and sing. Feel this divine light move upwards now, coming to rest at your sacral chakra, swirling clockwise, connecting with the brilliant orange light. The divine is always ready to listen. When we share openly and honestly with the divine within us, feeling our fears, longings, and aspirations, that is, the greater our loving support and guidance will be. Now allow this beautiful divine light to travel upwards within you, coming to rest at your solar plexus chakra, opening and joining with the brilliant yellow light. Take a moment to let yourself go deeper and feel the peace within you. Welcome home to yourself. In this sacred space, you see how unique you are in the world and feel your courage and faith as you truly begin to bring your unique gifts to the world. Knowing you are divinely, miraculously supported in every step of the way. See this divine light move upward, coming to rest in your heart, opening and traveling clockwise, blending with the brilliant green light of your heart. Allowing love to travel throughout every cell in your body, reaching the deepest and darkest places, the forgotten places of grief and sadness. And see your whole being come alive with the wisdom of divine love, healing, releasing, purifying, and cleansing your whole body, awakening your self-love and joy and peace. And now allow this divine light to continue traveling upward, to come to rest at your throat chakra, swirling clockwise and opening, blending with the brilliant light of blue. Here is our center of choice, between our hearts and our minds. Let us make a choice now in this precious moment to align with our highest potential and true calling, our life's purpose. And let us step into a new reality of acceptance. Breathe into your throat chakra and trust that God's will be done. Feel this divine support within you. And honor yourself now as you speak your truth to the world. And see this divine light travel upward, once again coming to rest at your third eye chakra, moving clockwise with the brilliant indigo light in the center of your forehead. Within your mind is your spirit presence. This is your divine source. The God within you is the most loving friend you will ever know. All your inner spirit wants to do is love and guide you. Our Creator loves us tenderly. Acknowledge the reality of divine presence within you. Looking out from this sacred place into the world, see how your special gifts are manifesting, supported in ways you could never have imagined. The light of you shines out to the world, and the light of the world shines in to you. Now allow this divine light to travel upward, coming to rest at your crown chakra, moving clockwise with brilliant purple light just inside the top of your head. Allow this light to cleanse and radiate your crown chakra. And I invite you now to step up and stand in this beautiful, divinely supported space at your crown. Hold your spine straight and relax. Look out beyond your body and see infinite possibility. See your vision expand greater than you have ever seen before. Feel your support from the divine love as you allow your perception to expand, allowing infinite possibility, knowing you are securely enfolded in divine light. Allow yourself to go beyond anything you have ever experienced as you reach with outstretched hands, with trust and confidence, unlimited. and allow yourself to see the vast expansion of the divine, encompassing the whole and beyond. Yes, I am a miracle. Take a moment of silence in this stillness within you to allow any images, pictures, feelings, intentions, inspiration to come through, whatever may be present for you, to experience in this sacred space of possibility, knowing that you are in the arms of the divine. As thoughts of judgment come up, see them be enveloped in the light and hear these words: be still and know that I am God. And as we go forward, I would like to share some words by Lori McCrae. I am here, so I have chosen this existence. I have come here to plant peace, to order chaos, to harmonize dissension, to show the world the countenance of the Creator. I have come here to love, to open myself completely, even when it hurts, even when I'm most bereft. I have come here to shine a light on loveliness, to stand before the tree, the bird, the setting sun, and see my soul reflected. I have come to bow to beauty, to see the light in everything, to remember who I am. We are all united when we open to consciousness of the whole. There was never anything that wasn't infinitely possible. See how the divine works through you. Open to allowing divinity. Open to allowing miracles. And slowly now, come back into your heart. Feel yourself sink down and connect with all your chakras again. And feel your body, the home of your spirit soul, honoring all of who you are at each of your chakras. And as we conclude our blessing, gently shift your awareness back to the present. The divine is always with you. This awareness is a cloak encircling you with warmth and security. As you shift into present time, your spirit will continue to speak to you, even though you may move away from this awareness. Remember, each moment you spend in stillness, you accumulate the experience of being with the divine, and love and peace and joy and faith will grow within you. In time, you will become consciously aware of this most loving presence within you, and feelings of isolation, depression, fear, anxiety, and anger will begin to recede into the past. If you were to practice this stillness more and more, you will never be separated from God's love and live in this state of peace and joy forever. Remember these words: be still and know that I am God. I bow to the spirit within you all. Blessed be.
Wow, that was amazing, Joan. Is everyone seeing why I love Joan so much? That was powerful. Very, very amazing. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. It's all coming from the divine.
Right through your seventh chakra, right down to your fifth chakra, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it must be coming through your heart, too, because I so hear your heart in there.
Oh, yes, very much.
And so people may have noticed on the class pages that I've had my support person separate out Joan's meditations at the end so that if you wanted to just go right to her meditation, you could, and have them all together, because some people are really liking doing one after another and having all seven of them in a row on their MP3 player, because they are so beautiful. So wonderful. It's been an amazing series. I can't believe we're already at the seventh class. I get very melancholy when these programs end. Joan and I have had so much fun doing this class. So we'll stay on the line for a few minutes longer if anyone wants to give us any final questions or comments. But what I do recommend is, again, remembering that you are in a seventh chakra mode right now. That is why you have such a big desire and calling to clear out your blocks, to manifest your life in a new way. And so as you come into the first chakra again, which will be coming up in your life, and maybe you're already seeing it, people sometimes at this phase have their parents passing away, or they're selling houses, or they're moving, or they're empty nesters. This all creates a new first chakra mode where you have an unbelievable opportunity to create the new beliefs and structures that your life is going to be built on consciously instead of just from your programming. And so each of us, I love how you said, I bow to the divinity in all of you. That was very touching, because each of us has an incredible amount of power right now in this consciousness to remember and create our life this way. Does it take repetition and habit? Yes. Because our brains have been wired a million times over in our lives with the old way of doing things. And so this is a great opportunity to use the positive use of your will to remember what you've learned in this class, remember your aha moments, and start to speak a different truth, which I think creates an upward and a downward flow of the new way of being. It's incredibly powerful what you speak with your fifth chakra. So anyone who wants to unmute, you can give us some feedback.
Margaret?
Yes.
I want to thank you both, and you and Joan, for all of this. As you know, I also teach what you're teaching, and I found this to be phenomenal. I don't know if you actually taught chakras before. It sounded like you were saying that you don't. I think you did great. And I'm very grateful for all the information and the meditations. It's assisted me a lot. I've been replaying all of it the last couple of days. So I've already done what you said you were going to do.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy it. I really do. Thank you.
Wonderful. It's always my honor to teach people who are teachers, or to share something that I'm doing with people who are coaches and who are teachers, because I know that you're going to process what resonates with your truth, and it's going to start to come out of you, through your divinity, in a way that's going to continue to impact the world. So I think of it the way, I read years ago Wayne Dyer's book, Power of Intention. And that came to me through space and through time, and has impacted my life a millionfold over the past 5 or 6 years. And yeah. I wouldn't be talking to all of you if it wasn't for what he inspired in me. And so it's really cool the way we support each other. So
That's right. I agree 100%. And I want to add that actually in taking this course, I have even dared to go further, and now I've been even, someone's asking me, and we're trying to find out whether it's going to be possible for me to teach at a university, teach this at a university for alternative medicine.
Wow.
And a couple other places. I know, I'm going like, okay, can I change my name now and leave town? I'm scared.
Right.
But excited, you know, it's that,
right.
It's that turning point. So
yep.
It's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Keep me posted on that via email.
Yes, I will. Okay.
Margaret?
Yep.
Margaret Joan, you are fantastic. I'm calling from Bulgaria, and this was a truly amazing course.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Both of you, fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. From the bottom of my heart, you are welcome.
Yes.
You made a difference in our lives.
Thank you for that.
That's wonderful.
It makes my day. It really does, you know, for Joan and I, of course, and for many of you guys listening who are also coaches, this is why we do it. You know, I can't not do it, and it pours out of me. And when I get that feedback, that's the divine through you giving me that yes back from the universe. Yes, this is what you're supposed to be doing, Margaret. So thank you.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Margaret. I will repeat everything she just said. Both of you are lovely beings.
I'm so sorry I make you cry so much.
Like I said, I don't have a problem with tears. I cry a lot, and it's just wonderful. I can't relate. Today I was sighing more, which is really nice instead of quite so many tears. But
yeah, good.
Relief. Nice. It's all relief.
Yeah, I think this, you know, as the chakras kind of go in cycles, it is interesting to wait a couple of weeks or a month and then start again at the first chakra and see how different it is to take the process again. Even if you're blowing through it a little bit more quickly, you know, coming just to the tapping pieces, it's always interesting to take class again and go through all the chakras again. I recommend that for you. You might need less tissues next time.
Yeah. Probably. I think it was last week when we did it, and I was crying so heavily through the whole thing, and then when I redid it like a day later, I wasn't crying at all. I thought, okay,
yeah.
I've released so much of that. It was wonderful.
Right. It's nice. It's when the positives feel more real for us, we don't feel like we've lost so much anymore, because it's like I honor the past, and then I come to the present moment, and I go, hey, this is kind of cool, because in the present moment, that's when infinite possibility is available to us, not when we're re-experiencing the past. So that's fantastic. Great feedback.
And
thank
the
you.
Optimism now is wonderful. Just so optimistic. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you, Margaret and Joan. I actually was going to say about that, I am completing this class with the optimism of my inner child. That was a very important piece that I was missing, and now I feel so much love in my heart. So I thank you, because this has been a very inspiring class.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I appreciate also everyone who has made comments throughout the classes, and you've helped make the class be better and better for the people who are listening to the recording afterward, because they can't comment and you're often speaking what they hoped someone would have said on the class, and that's wonderful. And I definitely encourage you in the moments of optimism to write some words down for those future moments when you don't have access to the seventh chakra optimism, and you can and you have to be patient through those moments. You can read what you wrote and remember the other truth about your optimism, and how profound it is, and how it will always be there for you, even when you feel like you don't have access to it for a couple hours or a day. Wonderful.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Margaret and Joan, I want to say what a blessing both of you are in my life, and what a miracle this class was for me. So thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for that. Joan, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm so happy. I feel it's so lovely to know that my life's purpose, you know, doing my life's purpose is really, I mean, it just makes me cry with joy. I'm so happy. So happy.
That's why I asked, because I knew you were over there crying. Everyone wants to hear your voice cracking, Joan. All right. Thank you, everyone, so much. It's been a wonderful series again. I won't be offering a class for probably until the summer. The next class will likely be a chakra class, the Wild Summer Spirit type of a class, which is going through the chakras in a way that's about passion, energy, and sexiness, and all of those wonderful things. But I won't have a live program probably until then. So I wish you all blessings and miracles and the best. And I will see you in the internet world of email. Mm-hmm. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, and thank you, everybody.